Drive into summer savings at Burt Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on complete car care services like free alignment checks, $20 off any Valvoline oil change, $20 AC checks, and $25 off any service over $250. Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete. Another touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL
Sports. Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's a busy day for BYU basketball today. The BYU men in Morgantown, West Virginia, getting ready to take on West Virginia today. You'll hear that call at 4 o'clock. Pre-game starts at 3 with Greg and Mark on the call out there in the country roads. But the BYU women are also in action today, 4 p.m. as well. Big 12 now on ESPN+. And one of the individuals that's going to be on the call, he needs no introduction. He's the great Jimmer Fredette. Jimmer, welcome on into Cougar Sports Saturday.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you hopping on. So you're going to be calling the game today with, I believe, Dave McCann, Kristen Kozlowski. How'd this broadcasting career come to be?
it's been fun. I mean, now transitioning, you know, kind of out of playing five-on-five basketball, you know, overseas and everything. And I still love to be a part of the game. I love to talk basketball, and it's something that I felt like I would transition to at some point, so I felt like it was a good opportunity for me to be able to do that. And you know, BYU TV, ESPN Plus have been great to be able to let me come on a few times, and I'm excited to call a game with Dave and Chris today. It's gonna be a lot of fun because you know, it's something that I haven't done before, so cut me a little slack if it's not great.
Hey, as you were doing your game prep for the game, what stuck out about Lauren Gustin? She's just a dynamic basketball player, men's or women. She's, you know, rising the record book. She's quite the player. What do you think of Lauren, Jimmer?
Yeah, she's awesome. I mean, obviously she's an amazing rebounder, great low post presence. Just has been such a solid force for BYU women's basketball for the last several years, and just someone who is a leader out there. I think that, you know, if she has a good game and she's being aggressive and able to score the basketball, but also rebounding at a high clip, it just makes their team so much more difficult to guard, and the other team can't get out in transition. And I think that's going to be key today. If she can get some second chance points at the rim, it's going to limit West Virginia getting out in transition where they're really good. So I think it's going to be a battle of contrasting styles here with low down low, and then with West Virginia going fast paced.
Will we hear you on any other calls, men's or women's, the rest of the season?
Not sure yet. I'm not scheduled. I'm going to be with BYU men's basketball for the pregame postgame show, but nothing as of right now for calling games except for this one. But you know, there's more to come, so we'll see.
Loved having you and hearing you on the pre and post game show. Switching to men's hoops now. You one of the best point guards ever play at BYU. Dallin Hall, still young in his career. What have you seen from Dallin Hall this year and his improvement from a freshman to a sophomore?
Yeah, just more steady. You know, he's continuing to get better every game. You know, playing against, going from the WCC, now playing against Big 12 competition every night is an adjustment, right? Especially at the point guard. And honestly, you know, he's one of the only ball handlers on the team. He's the guy that has the ball in his hand 90% of the time. And that's what coach wants, right? Because he's the legitimate only real point guard that he's playing right now. So it's something that he has done a great job of getting better at. I thought last game against Texas, he was great in the pick and roll, especially at the end of the game. And it wasn't always him making the basket or always him getting the assist, but he was making the right read. And then the team was being able to play off that. They were able to get easy buckets. So he's progressing, getting better. And this type of play, you know, this early in his career is only going to continue to help him get better. And, you know, I'm excited for his future.
How much have you enjoyed Jimmer? Again, Jimmer Fredette on with us here on KSL News Radio. How much have you enjoyed, you know, seeing BYU sports, men's basketball, women's basketball, football, all these teams now on this Big 12 stage. I got to imagine, you know, when you were navigating the Mountain West, and it was a great league back then. I think people often forget that, those visits to Thomas and Mac and the Pit. But just to see BYU sports on this stage in the Big 12, how much have you enjoyed that?
Oh, it's been great. It's super fun. I mean, they're on ESPN or ESPN Plus or whatever it is every single night. You could barely even find our games when we were playing, you know, unfortunately, on the Mountain. And so it's difficult. It's a much bigger stage. And they're playing against, obviously, great competition each and every single night against big-time programs, right, blue blood-type programs. And so it's going to be really fun to continue to watch them grow. And, you know, they're only going to get better. It's the first year, you know, in all sports. You know, obviously some of our sports are amazing and they win, like cross country and track and field. Some of these, you know, women's soccer, they're winning the league already. Volleyball, you know, obviously we've been really good at that for a long time. So now, you know, basketball, football, we're going to continue to get better at and catch up to our other sports. And it'll be fun to watch.
Jimmer, the predictive metrics like KenPom say this year's men's basketball team's got a higher adjusted efficiency number than your team. So would say that this is maybe the best BYU team since KenPom came to be in 1996. You agree with that? Is this BYU team, the men's squad, better than your team in 2011?
I would never admit that. I'm a competitive person. I'm a competitive person, so that's not something that I would ever admit. But what I will say is that this team is very, very good. They really are, and they have a chance to make the tournament and then do well in the tournament because they do have some great depth, and they can shoot the three. And that is sometimes a blessing and sometimes a curse. Depends on the night. And but they have a chance to do great things in the NCAA tournament, but they have to finish out the league first, right? You can't let some games slip. You gotta take care of business, make sure you get a good seed, and then go from there. But they're a great team, and Coach Colt's done a great job putting this guy together.
Not to get too ahead of ourselves, Jimmer, but the NCAA tournament, BYU projected as a 5 seed right now. As someone who has had great success in the tournament, a Sweet 16 appearance, what does this team do that you think is translatable to an NCAA tournament run, maybe from your time playing and going to the Sweet 16?
Yeah, I think defensively they're underrated. I think they do a good job defensively. And I also think they rebound the ball pretty well. And those things are super important in the NCAA tournament because it's going to slow down. You're not going to play quite as fast all the time. So it's important to be able to guard on the defensive end, be able to rebound the ball. And then, like I said, a big part of this is going to be how Dallin can navigate the last 5 minutes of the game, right? They're going to have to find someone that can get them good shots at the last 5 minutes because that's where we've been winning and losing games, and that's what's going to happen in the NCAA tournament, right? So you have to find that right formula, and I feel like recently they've been getting better and better at it, but it's going to be put a lot on Dallin just because he's going to have the ball in his hands. So that's going to be something to look for. And if he can navigate it really well, they're going to be very, very successful.
Jimmer Fredette's our guest for a few more moments here. Again, you can listen to Jimmer on the call, BYU women's basketball against West Virginia today on ESPN+. But before we say goodbye, Jimmer, we got to get an update. How's Olympic prep going with the 3-on-3 team? You noted earlier you're kind of pivoting away from 5-on-5 basketball, 3-on-3. How's the preparation for Paris and getting ready for the exciting summer ahead?
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, right now I'm getting prepared myself, just kind of mentally, physically getting back into it. We finished our season in mid-December and now took a little time off and now getting back into it. We have a training camp coming up here in another couple weeks. And then it's, you know, kind of full go and super exciting. Like couldn't be more excited about the opportunity ahead. And just looking forward to be able to compete and get better at this game because there's a lot that I can get better at. So I'm excited for the off season to really hone in on what I need to get better at and come back a better player.
When do you go out to France, and are you taking the whole family, the whole crew out there?
Yeah, they're going to come. Everyone's going to come. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, so I feel like it's important to try to get everybody out there.
What's the biggest change from 3-on-3 and – on 5-on-5, like mentally, the strategy, what's kind of been maybe some of the biggest adjustments for you?
Yeah, there's multiple things. I mean, obviously, the obvious of half court, shorter shot clock, all those different things. But then just a lot of different actions. And the one thing that you have to learn is you have to learn how to play all positions. You got to be sometimes be a big guy, sometimes be a small guy. You got to guard in the ball screen, both as a small defender and also as a big guy, being able to switch and guard post ups, and just learn all the little tricks that go on to with the 3-on-3 game. So there's definitely a lot of little nuances that are different than 5-on-5 that you kind of pick up as you play. And then it's great, it's great for development. And also you have to be in really good shape for sure. It's a very continuous, fast paced game. So you gotta be prepared for that.
Was it Fran Fraschilla who introduced you to 3-on-3?
Yeah, Fran was the guy that called me up and asked me to be a part of it, so it was awesome.
Yeah, I only bring that up because I was talking to him at Big 12 Media Day in Kansas City. He's like, I just knew Jimmer was going to be amazing at 3-on-3. He's trying to get Tyler Haas in 3-on-3 eventually down the road too.
Yeah, he's trying to take out all the BYU guys. And so I'm like, hey, we're going to have to start having a finer fee or something, if we're going to clip all our guys.
Well, Jimmer, best of luck. We appreciate the time. I know KSL 5 TV is going to be out there in Paris, and I know everyone's excited and going to be cheering for you and looking forward to your call today. Best of luck on the call for BYU women's basketball against West Virginia.
Thanks, guys. Always fun to be on, so we'll talk to you soon.
That's Jimmer Fredette, the great BYU legend, Jimmer Fredette, here on KSL News Radio. Taking a break, we'll talk some BYU basketball as they get ready for West Virginia, and also football season ticket prices. We'll give you an update there as well. It's Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.